to Venezuela now, the country has accused the United States of using new sanctions against its government's top officials to sabotage Sunday's presidential election. In a statement, President Nicolas Maduro's government called the sanctions part of a, quote, systematic campaign of aggression by President Trump's administration, saying that they had no legal basis. The U.S. Treasury on Friday imposed sanctions on three top figures of Venezuela's ruling party. Washington accuses Maduro of profiting from illegal drug trade. The U.S. has also applied sanctions on dozens of top Venezuelan officials over alleged human rights abuses over the past months. Caracas says that the measures are solely an attempt to weaken the anti-U.S. socialists and help the country's pro-U.S. opposition take power. Now, political analyst Jason Ruja says that the new U.S. sanctions against the Venezuelan government are a threatening message for its people not to vote for President Nicolas Maduro.
This is a threat. If you vote for Nicolas Maduro, we are going to sabotage your economy. I think this sends a very severe and direct message, not only to the Venezuelan government, but to the Venezuelan people as well. And this is part of a larger sabotage effort. For example, in many Western countries, it has falsely been reported that people who decide not to vote for Nicolas Maduro and his party would have their ration cards removed, or if they were government employees, they would be fired. This is part of a larger effort to place a kind of pressure to spread rumors, to do all kinds of wrecking work in general towards the to the Maduro and his party, because they have been so staunchly against U.S. interests inside of the country. I mean, it's very clear that when the U.S. is targeting certain individuals, many of them responsible for many of the goods and services that Venezuelan people use every day, threaten them with sanction if Nicolas Maduro wins, they're essentially telling the Venezuelan people, we will destroy your livelihoods.